This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour, we're prepared to move ahead. Are you? How do you do? This is the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Find us all on Twitter at DJV show. The D is for Doug. That's me, Doug Steffen. At Doug Steffen, at Kara Schillen. Oh, no, that's actually at C Schillen.
There you go.
S H I L L E N N. Victoria Keelan, two E's. Jennifer Horn, two N's.
So close.
Isn't it?
So close.
What happened?
On air.
Nothing.
Victoria.
I'm not Victoria
no,
Keelan.
No, but I'm just. Yeah, I know. But the Keelan, some people say, well, how does she spell her name?
So no one ever. That's precisely why I don't use it, because no one ever knows how to spell my name.
Really? Well, there. Mm-hmm. I just fixed it for you. Now you can change it if you like.
Yeah.
So, the ice situation, and I don't mean the weather, I mean the ICE agents. Mm-hmm. And the number of detainees, and what kind of is it different, or are things the same? The number of immigrants in our country has hit nearly 40 million. 40 million. I was going to say $40 million. No. Nearly one in five people living in our country speaks a language at home other than English.
I believe that.
The number of immigrants nationwide reached an all-time high, nearly 40 million, affecting incomes and education levels in a lot of cities around the country. The effects are not uniform, however. If you go to look around at some of the states, immigrants have added to the number of those lacking a high school diploma, with almost half of those from Latin America falling into that category. However, if you look at the other end of the educational spectrum, Asian immigrants are raising average education levels in many states. Half of them hold at least a bachelor's degree. So, apparently, as I look at this stuff, there's no one-size-fits-all that you could apply to all immigrant groups. Census Bureau releasing a host of demographic information, stats on immigration, education, housing, employment, all this sort of stuff. The information is important, I guess, to a point, or is it? Is this sort of information important to you, Victoria, when you hear these numbers? Do they mean anything to you? I'm looking at New York now. I'm looking at all of the states, and I went to New York. New York residents have the longest average, they have the most number of immigrants in a large city, and I find that shocking. I would have thought Los Angeles would have more.
Oh, really? No, I definitely would have said New York.
Really?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Really?
There's so many different
various
ethnicities.
Backgrounds.
Yep. Yeah. Huh. I think these statistics are important in the sense that I think it's very easy in the current sort of political climate to just say either immigrants are good or bad. And we'd either talk about everyone's all bad and they're all rapists and they're all Mexican and they're all
drunks.
You
didn't hear me
say
that. That was not what I was saying.
No, I don't mean you. I'm saying that, but this is rhetoric that we hear from the president all the way down. So this is stuff that we hear. I think it's important to tell the other side of that story. Now, you know, and I agree with all of us here, I think, agree that the sanctuary city thing is out of control. And so it just seems to be it's either we 100% are for sanctuary cities and it doesn't matter what kind of deadbeats we have, or all immigrants are bad. And so I think these statistics are important to paint the realistic picture where, like most things in life, there is a happy medium. And most of these people live in the medium. My dad is one of these people, an immigrant who's in the medium, hardworking. He's in that middle ground. And I think that's the danger of polarizing these types of discussions.
Well, I think they become very polarized.
Here legally, though, right?
Yes, yes, he's a legal immigrant.
So it's different, I think. The immigration issue is different based on who's coming here, legally and is wanting to be part of the system and who's coming here illegally and just trying to sneak into the back door and disappear, I think that makes a huge difference. I also think this, to me, the most disturbing thing about all of this is that most people are speaking another language at home. That's fine. I think people should. I wish I spoke more than one language other than my terrible high school Spanish. I think people in this country should speak multiple languages, especially if you're talking about your future. You probably want to learn how to speak Chinese because that's what we're going to have to learn. So I'm all about that. I think that that gives people a step up. But I would be curious to know if they're speaking another language at home, do they know English? And I think we really need to prioritize the people who are coming here legally and the people who are here. We want to make sure that people are assimilating because I think when dangers happen, it's when these neighbors, I mean, we have so much segregation in this country. I never hear anybody talking
about
it.
We do, much more than we did when I was a kid.
Yeah. And it makes my skin crawl when I drive through L.A. and I see Koreatown and I see little Taiwan and I see little Armenia and I see, you know what, well, that's a great place to go get lunch. Do you know what that is? That is segregation. And somehow we celebrate
it. Self-imposed. The black neighborhoods now, we are all trying to get everybody together and now everybody wants to be by themselves.
Makes me nuts. No more of that. Yes.
Yeah. So I started by focusing on information from ICE. There have been a lot of complaints, patterns of abuse, apparently, from ICE agents, women especially, held in detention centers around the country, reported searches that turned into groping and fondling. Many say they were propositioned, subjected to suggestive stares and innuendo, threatened with retaliation if they said anything. Officers shrug when they report abuse from men, fellow detainees. So the inspector general says he has 1,200 complaints filed, primarily about incidents that took place while people were in custody, were in ICE custody. However, a lot of other officials with the Department of Homeland Security say the numbers are a lot larger than that. So ICE says they only have 1,200 complaints. Department of Homeland Security says they have 33,000.
Does ICE work under the Homeland Security, or are they two separate things?
I think they work under them, but I don't know that for sure. I think that makes would
ICE
make sense.
ICE works under the Department of Justice.
Does it? Okay.
I believe.
So it isn't under Homeland Security.
That makes sense, yeah.
Why does it not make sense to have
the reason I think that it does is because Jeff Sessions, well, he's the one that would file the lawsuit again. So I'm not sure where they report, maybe under Homeland Security.
Do you know we have 200 jails in our country that have all these ICE? There are 200 jails that are detention centers across the country. Mm-hmm. 200 of them. I find that to be. And then I look at the tab. You know the tab last year? And this is not judgmental, this is factual. The tab last year to remove illegal residents, $100 billion. To move these people around who are coming here illegally, I don't think the average person understands, and maybe this is a good focus for Tax Week, to know where your money is going. And in part, $100 billion of the almost, what is it, $3 trillion? Which are the budgets? $2.3 trillion or something? Some crazy number that
we can't. Some insane number.
Right, exactly. So anyway, the head of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency was before a Senate committee acknowledging that these are rough calculations. She said it's somewhere between 94 and 97 billion. Okay, so I said 100 because I was rounding it off. Don't you think that's a lot of money? Last year was 94 billion. That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money
for people to be spending. And is it worth it? At the end of the day, maybe this is the question: is it worth it to you to have this kind of dough spent on whether it's real security or whether it's like the TSA, it's travel theater? Is this really doing? Are we really having an impact? I think some people could say, yeah, and I look at the numbers, if you believe the numbers, we have far fewer coming into this country illegally than was the case a couple of years ago. And for most, right. that's a good thing.
I think once you start looking like you're going to follow the law, I think it doesn't make a favorable environment for people to think that they should keep coming.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think for the people who have lost lives, and look, I'm not necessarily for people going with butterfly nets, going door to door, going, okay, you in the paddy wagon over there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come here illegally and you're already committing a crime, and then you commit another crime while you're here, and you're sitting and using our resources, in prison.
The first crime is coming here illegally. Is that what you're saying?
Of course. Yeah, of course. Everybody's committing a crime by coming here. But if you commit another crime and you're sitting in jail, absolutely I think you should be deported. Look at how many people have committed crimes and then gone on to commit other crimes as illegals here. Why do we want to leave ourselves vulnerable to that?
Okay, you want to go crazy, all three of you? Ready?
Sure.
Okay. The Board of Supervisors in San Francisco voted last week to issue municipal identification cards to residents regardless of whether they are legally here or not, and to double the amount of public money available for the treatment of those who are in San Francisco against federal immigration laws. So basically, it's an ID card for the sanctuary city.
You're not going to make me crazy. I live in Los Angeles.
and
that's all the time.
That's nothing new. New York did that 4 years ago. Everybody's got it. It was regardless of your immigration status, come get a New York ID card. And you got, like, free museum passes and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like going
you
to
got, like, a free
land.
Membership to the Met for a year. All my friends did it. But, I never understood the point. I mean, except having a nice membership to the museum, but I didn't understand the point of doing it.
Unbelievable. All right, here we are. Time for us to, let's find a new job. Everybody, no, wait a minute. Not you guys. It's
not
for
us.
Everybody else. No, not for you. For those of you who are looking, you've been on a short leash for a while at work and you don't really like it. You're not really able to show how smart you are. You're not working to your fullest potential. So now it's time for you to use a streamlined, less time-consuming way. As busy as you are, you want the smart way to get hired. So I put you together with ZipRecruiter.com. I suggest you post your resume on one of the leading job boards and then watch ZipRecruiter go to work to find somebody who wants you. Uncle Sam, remember that old, you probably don't remember that. Uncle Sam wants you. This is for people who are wanted, who are desired by companies large and small all around the country looking. They're hiring. This is a big time. The economy is great. And I thought it was interesting, just as an aside, by the way, that I forget who it was that gave Trump credit. There are a lot of people who said, oh, well, the economy's good because of Obama. And now even Democrats are saying that it really is a factor of the Trump administration. Anyway, that's not the point. The idea here is that you have an opportunity to better yourself. So if you've posted, you're looking for a job, ZipRecruiter is going to put you together. 80% of the employers who post on ZipRecruiter for a quality candidate get the connection in one day. You can be in that statistic, and it's a great statistic to be in. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates. Immediate results at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Why do you use the DJV? Because you get to use it the first time free. ZipRecruiter is free when you get connected at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
When it comes to mortgages, the internet can help you understand a lot of things, like the importance of a good credit score or the difference between an adjustable rate and a fixed rate mortgage. But when it comes to knowing what's best for you, you need more than an online search. I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Sure, information is everywhere, but don't you want knowledge you can trust? A home loan expert working with you personally from start to finish? A solid approval based on real information? Rocket Mortgage gives you options, technology when you want it, and people when you need them. We help you understand the details so you can make a confident decision and get approved in as few as 8 minutes. In fact, for 8 consecutive years, we've been ranked highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination by J.D. Power. And we're America's largest mortgage lender. So when you're looking for answers, go online, but start and finish with RocketMortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. For J.D. Power award information, visit JDPower.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Rocket Mortgage results may vary.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At TCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With glittering eyes, we work into the exciting news in the world of entertainment. There's a question, a survey that was published by the Tribune Foundation. I don't know why they wanted to know, who would you go to if you needed saving? Who would you want on your side? And the winner was MacGyver.
who else is in the running? I'd go for Chuck Norris. Come on.
Well, that kind of, yeah, there were those sorts of people who
you
were.
You can talk politics with him, Jen. That's true.
I know. I love it.
John McClane was in there. James Bond. Let's see here. Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne was very self-concerned, though. So, you know, yeah. He's always drinking martini.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Jason Bourne doesn't take talk.
Jack Bauer. You say that? Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones.
Yes.
Yeah. Be good.
All right, yeah. So let's see. MacGyver. Let me go through the stats just quickly here. We'll work up to it. Harrison Ford got 16%. John McClane, 14%. James
Who is
Bond.
That? Who's John McClane?
John McClane's Die Hard.
First of all, I've never seen that. Okay.
Cultural.
Forgot.
8% went to James Bond. 8% to Jason Bourne. Let's see here. And Jack Bauer gets 7%. So 20% went to MacGyver. I thought that was very interesting. Okay, let's see what else have we got here. The SAG-AFTRA board has called for a ban on auditions in hotel rooms and residences where a lot of reports have indicated some sort of sexual harassment and assault have occurred. What, you're talking about for some of the shows like American Idol and Bachelor and that sort of thing? Is that what they're talking about?
No, here? They're talking like Harvey Weinstein in a hotel room luring in young actresses.
Oh.
That's what they've put a ban on now, or they're calling for it. But
yeah.
Isn't it pathetic that they even
it
have to
pathetic.
Do
yeah.
that?
That's what I'm looking at that thing to myself. Good God. All right, 25 after the hour, music news. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction on Saturday, 33rd annual induction ceremony in Cleveland, the public auditorium there. Introduction by Stevie Van Zandt. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame singles category is a recognition, so he said, of the excellence of the singles that shaped rock and roll history. The Rock and Roll Jukebox recording artists that had not been in the Rock Hall of Fame heretofore, and maybe never be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. First inductees into that category were the song Rocket 88 by Jackie Breston and his Delta Cats. It came from 1951. Link Wray and his Rayman's Rumble, 1958. Louie Louie by the Kingsmen. Oh, come on, we got to clank. There we go.
Give some time to all of the artists, songs.
The ones before that weren't important.
The ones
this
that
is
you
important.
Want.
Procol Harum's A Whiter Shade of Pale was in sort of mentioned, got honorable mention. Yeah, that's a great song. And Steppenwolf, another great song. Born to be Wild. This is a great rock classic. New category. So Stevie Van Zandt also said, quote, "We know the history of music can be changed with one song, one record. In 3 minutes, we suddenly enter a new direction, a new movement, a style, and experience. Songs like this can result in a personal revelation, an epiphany that changes our lives." That certainly, I think, was true of Louie Louie. That song is classic, 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 classic. And Born to be Wild is as well. So little Stevie Van Zandt working on some of the other...
How long till Despacito gets put in?
Yeah, be a while, thank you. Speaking of awards, Britney Spears is going to be honored at the GLAAD Awards in Los Angeles. A Vanguard Award for her contributions in promoting equality and acceptance toward members of the LGBTQ community. She said, quote, "I feel like our society has put such an emphasis on what's normal, and to be different is unusual or seen as strange. But to be accepted unconditionally and to be able to express yourself as an individual through art is such a blessing." Yeah, pretty cool. She attended the event with her boyfriend, posing for pictures with Ricky Martin, Adam Ripley.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
"I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people."
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
"I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine."
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
For thought and things to make your day better, this is the DJV Show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and you here to celebrate all kinds of things. I have Warren Buffett's advice. Are you ready? This is good. Write this down. Every day, well, maybe you don't have to do this every day, but start if you're looking for a way to sort of enhance how you're feeling about getting to where you want to go, whether it's at work, whether your personal relationships, what you do for fun. Write down the top 25 things that you want to do in these categories for the rest of your life. All right? So you've got, what do you want to do in terms of work? Got 25 things you want to accomplish in terms of travel, in terms of your family, whatever it is. And then when you've, it may not be 25, but you've got a number of things that you want to do. And then circle, Warren Buffett says, the top five goals. And start planning right away how you're going to achieve those goals. And then throw the other goals away. Just spend time on the top five most important goals. If there isn't, I mean, I can't think of anybody I would follow. This guy has studied hundreds of companies. He's acquired hundreds of companies. And he's one of the most successful people that has ever, ever been in business in our country. So somebody to listen to. Plus the fact he's reportedly a wonderful guy. Very low-key. A lot of fun, actually, to be around. He's got a great sense of humor. And at 80, what is he, 86 or 87? He runs what is arguably certainly the most profitable, personally held, although there's plenty of stock out there, but he controls a lot of it and has made a lot of people a lot of money. What is he worth, $11 billion or something like that? And he started basically as a clerk. So you can do it. You can do it. It may, you know, the in terms of money and how you, if that makes your life good, it certainly helps. My father used to say he's had it with and without, and he'll take it with, thank you.
I always get kind of inspired watching Shark Tank. I know you love that show, too.
I think it's a fabulous show.
I love that show. It's I love the American ingenuity that comes out of it. And I love when they do the follow-ups of, you know, where the companies are, where they are now since they've been on the show. It's just, it's so great.
All right, now that I've got you in a good mood, I'm gonna flip the outrage button. All right, here comes the outrage budget. All right, because it's tax time, we're talking about, a lot of us, we're focused on where does our money go. I do this every year, and I hope that it gets through to any number of people. When you think about where your tax dollars are going, think about this. 12 years ago, at the close of 2006, our debt was $8 trillion. That was $28,000 for every man, woman, and child. $113,000 for a family of four. So think about it now. Fast forward to 2018. 2018, our debt is... How much? You know how much our debt is? We borrowed almost $21 trillion. It's almost three times what it was only 12 years ago. How in the name of God? And then think about the division. Do the math here. That's like $75,000 for every man, woman, and child. That's $300,000 that you owe if you got a family of four on the budget. So people say, where's our money going? 30% of it goes to paying the interest on the debt. So it's almost impossible to imagine. And then when you see, this is amusing to a point, but it's also annoying the way millions of dollars is wasted, how congressmen and senators rip us off. Dozens of them have figured out ways to scam the system, and some of it is the money that's in their budgets and how they use it. Some of it is campaign contributions being turned into personal income that's not taxable, whether you knew that or you didn't know that. Campaign contributions for them are not taxable income. And that's why they hire so many of their relatives, mothers, fathers, wives, brothers, sisters, children. Look at any report from any of the congressional staffs or Senate staffs, and you'll see how outrageous it is. And then you can ratchet that up a little bit. Last year, according to the Government Accounting Office, federal employees wasted $200 million on business and first-class air tickets in going to various, like the NAB, for example. It's just National Association of Broadcasters just had their convention in Las Vegas last week. And the amount of government, there were dozens and dozens of government people there from the FCC. And they went first class. Why are these people, unless you pay for it, why? And then they get the miles, by the way. You knew that too, right?
Okay, but I have to stop you. Well, I think that's great. Okay. I think that, yes, they should be flying coach like the rest of us fly. You're always, that is such a negligible amount of what's causing the debt. What's causing the debt?
I'm just saying little pieces here and there, Jennifer. That's all I'm saying.
But little pieces here and there are great, and I think they would add up to a small amount. But if you really want to cut the debt, if we really want to get serious about it, we have to talk about entitlements. And no one,
I agree,
including Trump,
has the backbone to actually make that decision. That's why Paul Ryan is leaving when he is, because his two big initiatives in his professional life were cutting entitlements and tax reform, and he knows that in the next 8 years he will probably not get his entitlements cut. So why not leave after you've accomplished tax reform? And I think until someone's really serious about that, we're going to always have this problem. It's going to be borrow, 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 and what happens when that runs out? I don't think anybody's being very responsible.
I don't either. I agree with you. All right, one more tax. You ready for this? The state of California, state of Washington, state of Illinois, state of New York, state of Massachusetts is considering a vanity tax on cosmetic surgery and Botox injections. Really? Plastic surgeons are trying to put a stop to this. Massages, facials, teeth cleanings, nose jobs, dermabrasion, liposuction, tummy tucks, breast lifts.
But wait, now that I'm thinking about it, so if you go to get a facial, don't you pay sales tax on that?
In California, you do now. I had one last
week. I'm wondering if you do in New York. I don't know.
Well, 6.5% is what has been suggested in Illinois, anyway. You wouldn't have thought Illinois. New Jersey was the first state to tax plastic surgery at 6%.
That's why the housewives look so bad.
$25 million there in taxes in New Jersey. So, again, we're sensitively thinking about taxes at tax time. Speaking of time, 43
for
after
free
the hour.
Anymore.
No. Right. April is National Financial Literacy Month. Yet recent research points out that people may not know as much about their own financial situation as they think they do. And this is, again, another good focus for tax time as we hear from Andy Solomon.
More than half of Americans have less than $10,000 saved for retirement, according to the American Payroll Association. Yet working with a financial professional on a financial strategy is often not something that they think of. Celine Hitchcock-Gear, President, Prudential Advisors.
Many people think that working with a financial professional is expensive, or may not even be an option unless you are wealthy. But there are financial professionals that can help you at various stages in your life, whether you're just starting out or nearing retirement.
According to Hitchcock-Gear, financial professionals can help with everything from saving and growing assets, preparing for income during retirement, and protecting what you've worked so hard to build.
Finding a financial professional who understands your situation and can help design solutions for your day-to-day financial concerns can go a long way towards building financial peace of mind.
To learn more, visit news.prudential.com. Now you're in the know from Prudential.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
You've been riding this thing all day, and my son would like a turn.
He seems a bit young for this twin-cylinder hog, doesn't he?
It's a coin-operated kiddie bike.
No, ma'am. It's a coin-operated freedom machine.
No, it's a kiddie bike.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Brought to you, this portion of the program, maybe I'm talking like Yoda now. Brought to you, it is, the program by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get a quote at progressive.com today. The Home Quote Explorer gives you multiple quote opportunities. You can pick what's right for you at progressive.com. You can compare lots of different quotes. Progressive.com. Good thing to remember. United States of America and what's going on in the United States of America always our focus, although we do travel around the world as well. I find it interesting that the National Park Service has announced that they will not be increasing the entry fees at 17 national parks across the country. A widespread public opposition, you think? This was one of the most... This got announced, was it earlier this year?
Yeah, I think so.
Late last year. And I thought to myself, well, these people have a lot of GD nerve. And one wonders where the impetus comes from. After all, we pay in our taxes for this service. We pay, well, it's like a toll road. You pay for the road in your gas taxes, and then they want you to pay again. And that idea surfaced all over California, Jennifer, of doing toll roads here and toll roads there.
We pay over $1 a gallon in gas taxes and whatever else. So, and they just keep taxing more like it's the first time they've ever done it. Oh, let's tax gas. Oh, wait, you already are.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it went up 23 cents in Jersey.
Yeah. So the National Park Service not increasing entry fees, and so I guess the rest of it is all. I think that if you're planning your vacations for the summer and you haven't been to the Grand Canyon or Yosemite or Yellowstone or Bryce Canyon, the parks, the Sequoia, oh, my God. When you go out to Northern California, you see those trees, it makes you believe. It really does. You look at those trees and you think there has to be there's another force in the universe other than just us that connects us. These things are really beautiful. I was cutting the trees and stuff, doing some work on the farm over the weekend, cleaning up from the mess of the winter. And I was working at a friend's house who had a tree, we cut it down for him. That was 300, and it was planted. The house is the second oldest house in Framingham, and it was built in 1756.
Wow.
And the tree was planted when the house was built. So the tree was 352 years old, something like that. So when they put it on the truck, the tree was so big, they had to have one truck just to carry the trunk of the tree as they cut it down. And the guy who owned it was very upsetting for him. And I think,
Why did they cut it down?
The life. Well, because it was dying. The center of it was all rotten. Trees were falling off. One of the limbs were fell. Somebody that worked at the house had their car destroyed because a huge limb fell off the tree and crushed the car. And he was just worried that, at some point in time, somebody's going to get hurt. But you look at the rings. This is the way you tell these big in the sequoias or any tree. It's kind of fun. This is a great sign. I remember doing this when I was in the eighth grade. We got some wood from, and I think one of the farms that I worked on is the one that supplied the wood. And we actually counted the rings. Did you ever do that? Did you ever count the rings on a tree? The years.
The wrinkles by my eyes.
something. But this does tell you a lot about life and how it works. Because every ring represents a year. Mm-hmm. And you could, this tree was so huge, you could count out, some of them were sort of close together. But counting out the rings, it's a good thing. I'm going to do this with my grandson Miles when he's here this summer. Get a tree trunk. And because we store big trees, we do a lot of, on the farm, I have a sawmill. So we take a lot of the trees, and this year especially, and cut them up for wood. We have firewood, and we also have wood that we use for building. And, you take the trees, and you look at them, and you count the rings. Maybe I'm the only one who's amused by that.
But I don't really have access to a lot of trees to chop down, so I don't really get to count rings in New York City.
I got it. Okay. Well, but it is
go to Central Park.
Yeah. Cut a tree down.
They won't mind. I think it's a felony, actually, to do that.
you can't do it in the city unless somebody who's working is creative. You bring a little stump. It's not that big. You weigh 25, 30 pounds. You can bring in a slice that could be used for a tabletop or something. And you look at it and count the rings. Use your imagination. This is a good way. When you have your first child, Victoria, that ought to be the first thing you teach him or her, how to count the rings on the tree. All right, 10 minutes before the hour here.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
After the hour, Money Pit time from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program and MoneyPit.com. The website comes Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host with Leslie Segretti of this weekend excursion. But you don't have to wait for the weekend. You can go online to Money Pit, the website, Making Good Homes Better, a newsletter that comes out every week. And this week you can get tips for a pet-friendly yard. What is maybe you pick up the poop? What else?
No, I mean, you know, we all think about making our yard beautiful and green and weed-free, but if you have a yard that your dog is going to be enjoying all spring and summer long, it's a good idea to just kind of take a look around that yard and make sure it's safe and good to go. There are things that you should be doing to your grass to make sure that it's great. You know, you want to make sure you're planting.
Not spraying all those chemicals on it is not.
Yeah, reducing the chemicals, making sure you've got an area for shade, you know, because you want to keep the pets off of the asphalt and the concrete when it gets really hard. You know, check those fences out, things like that. We've got a whole to-do list. Give you a kind of a quick checklist you can use on MoneyPit.com right now on the homepage.
Yep. Home decor tips to keep couples together. I'm looking at some of the headlines here. Very cool. And I think that's something that we all want to do. Keep those couples together.
Yeah. You know, those home decor projects can really tear a family apart.
MoneyPit.com. You're saying that facetiously, but I think a lot of people do argue about what they want to do to fix up things. Sure. Painting, a lot of this stuff is done. Gardening, we're getting started with that. All kinds of helpful tips at MoneyPit.com. Here's a question from a guy named Terry who wants to know if it's true that he should use Pepsi-Cola in his toilet. He writes he's heard that it was good for dentures to clean them up. So why wouldn't you want to clean up your toilet with Pepsi Cola or whatever?
It's one of those old wives' tales kind of stories. It has a hint of truth in it. And the reason that people will put either Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola in a toilet is because it's mildly acidic. And, it's got citric, it's got phosphoric acids in it. It can break down stains if you leave it in there for a long time. But it just seems like a terrible waste of that product.
Pepsi-Cola.
That's why folks will suggest it, because it does have some acidity to it, and that will break down some of the stains. But we also have many other fine products that will do that a lot quicker.
Yes, you do. All right. We'll have a question about somebody building a new house. If you're in the market to build a new home, I'm thinking about it. You better listen up, because there's something that you need to know right after this.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was surprised at myself how much energy I had, and I'm doing two jobs, running around like a maniac, and I was able to handle it. Really, I'm like, wow, this stuff is really good. So, more than anything else, it just gave me the extra energy and the well-being, feeling of well-being that I don't think I would have without it.
Well, I take it every day, and I feel great. And my wife looks at me and says, "How come you never get sick?" And I do. It's because I take the fruits and veggies.
I just feel a lot better. My life has turned around. Everything is working for me.
It just helps me feel good. I just think the products are wonderful, and I take them every day. I just like it. It works.
When you call, use discount code DJB, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJB.
There is a sound no business owner should ever hear. It could mean you're out of ink, paper, or maybe that old printer is done for good.
I think we lost him.
Go to Staples. Staples has low prices every day on a great selection of ink, paper, and the latest printers. Now at Staples, get 50% off the HP OfficeJet Pro 6900 series. Staples, your total printing solution.
While supplies last, valid on SKU 225-6781 and 225-6786 and 421-18.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program has a letter from Maggie, who says that she, her family, building a house, first floor, has a concrete slab which they stained and sealed. Can we put wooden baseboards primed and painted on the concrete? That's a good question.
Yeah, you can. I don't see any reason that you can't do that, Maggie. That's pretty typical. But, concrete is very absorbent. It's very hydroscopic. So if you get a lot of water that collects along the outside of the foundation, that water can pull in, which is why when I do that particular type of a project, I'll always leave about an eighth of an inch air gap between the baseboard and the slab itself. It's barely noticeable, but it kind of breaks that bond so that if the concrete slab does tend to get damp or wet, it won't pull up into the baseboards. I have seen, in remodeling projects, when you take those baseboards off, Doug, you will get sort of a staining along the bottom that can get kind of moldy. So just
can't you
little
put rubberized paint or something to keep the concrete from weeping?
Just a little bit of gap, that's all.
She sealed
the slab. Yeah, she sealed the slab, so that was good.
Yeah, but it still leaks a little. It weeps, apparently.
It can weep, that's correct. Yeah. It's a sad story. It can weep.
It is, but true. We're out of time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.